I'm winding my way through an open-air building filled with trash. Bulldozers push piles of garbage as a giant metal claw swings and sorts waste. With me is Jack Perry, one of the owners of HQ Dumpsters and Recycling. And among all the trash, he points to a pile of orange and green bags.
The orange bags are just straight trash, and then the green bags are the food waste.
Through the green plastic, I see fruit peels and rotting vegetables. It's all part of a big experiment.
What's happening here is we have a pilot program that we're doing with the city of Meriden to be able to try to divert organic waste out of the waste stream.
About 1,000 households in that central Connecticut town are working with the state and HQ to pilot a food waste recycling program. Residents toss organics in one bag and regular trash in another, but it all goes in the same can wheeled out to the curb. It's collected, sorted here, and ultimately sent to a nearby anaerobic digester, which will turn it into electrical power and compost. Katie Dykes is commissioner of the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection.
What we're throwing away in our garbage includes a lot of really valuable material, and the food scraps that we're generating every year, it's about 40% of the waste stream that's going to waste energy facilities and to landfills.
So far, officials say each participating Meriden household is diverting about 8 pounds of food waste each week. And while Connecticut is just embarking on its journey to recycle old food, other parts of New England are further along. About 120 miles northeast, the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, is entering into year 5 of a citywide curbside composting program. Michael Orr, the city's recycling director, says about 7 tons of food scraps are collected each day, and the cost savings are big.
We pay about $109 per ton for trash, whereas compost costs about $65 per ton right now. So definitely every ton that we collect in compost and not in the trash is saving us money.
And it's not just cities recycling food waste. David Cash is regional administrator for EPA New England and former commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. He says several states now have laws that require it.
In my time in Massachusetts, we, as now 4 states have done in New England, we put in place a ban on organics, including food, from landfills.
In Massachusetts, those statewide bans impact big food producers. Think restaurants, cafeterias, and hospitals. They're all barred from sending old food to landfills. Rhode Island and Connecticut also have statewide commercial food waste bans. Vermont has gone even further, essentially banning businesses and residents from putting old food in the trash. Christine Beeling with EPA New England says the region is recognizing food waste has value.
Wasted food or surplus food certainly has value for people and animals, but true food waste also has value for energy and soil amendments.
New Hampshire and Maine don't yet have any statewide organic waste bans, but that doesn't mean the demand is not there. In 2012, Tyler Frank began his curbside composting business, Garbage to Garden, in Portland, Maine. Speaking outside his headquarters in Portland, he says he quickly signed up 17 people.
From there, I had a tiger by the tail. It was a few hundred people signing up every month.
Today, his business operates in Maine and Massachusetts, collecting food scraps and returning compost to 15,000 weekly subscribers. He says the company processes about 20 tons of food waste each day.
That's residential and commercial. You know, we also service a lot of businesses, restaurants, school districts. So we're really trying to make composting accessible in all walks of life.
He says handling food waste locally cuts costs for towns and helps protect the climate.
So it's a really concrete action that an individual can take to make a difference.
Because when it comes to recycling old food, he says, a little plus a little plus a little is definitely a lot. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill.